Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. China countering President Trump's across-the-board tariffs on Chinese products with tariffs on certain U.S. imports. China will also launch an antitrust investigation into Google and other trade measures. As for tariffs on Mexico and Canada, after talks, those are temporarily paused and in place for the next 30 days. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says El Salvador has agreed to take violent criminals from the U.S., and that includes American citizens.
He has offered to house in his jails dangerous American criminals in custody in our country, including those of U.S. citizenship and legal residence.
Democrats in Congress sounding off against the shutdown of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Elon Musk telling USAID employees not to come to the Washington offices this week.
They stormed into a federal office and purged employees.
Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. I see. Good morning. I'm Brian Winikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets after it was announced that the tariffs between the U.S. and Mexico would be paused for a month. February milk up 16 to 2006, March up 33 to 1964, April up 19 to 1936, May up 11 at 1924. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels down 2 to 179, 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 186 and a quarter. 4-trade a barrel, 4-trade a block on the day. Cash butter down a quarter to 243. 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 134. 7 trades on the day. Dry whey down 2 to 62. And 2 trades on the day. Triple-digit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets as the trade continues to watch all of the different tariff issues. Also, the AFIS announcement that cattle imports from Mexico would resume any day now. That really added a lot of stress to the live and feeder cattle markets. Strength in the grain markets also pressuring cattle. Hog markets, meanwhile, mostly lower on the day. Now, it was announced that, again, the tariffs between the U.S. and Mexico would be paused for a month. That did help to support at least the nearby contract. February live cattle down $1.62 to $202.97. March feeder cattle down $5.22 to $270.50. February hogs up 15 cents to $84.32. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher after the announcement of the pause in tariffs between the U.S. and Mexico. Corn weekly export inspections were strong at 1.252 million metric tons. Soybean export inspections at 1.013 million metric tons. Wheat also higher due to Matif wheat bang back in the upper end of the trading range and a lower dollar. New crop corn up 5 to 465 and a quarter. New crop beans up 12 and a quarter to 1063 and a quarter. March wheat up 7 and a quarter to 566 and three quarters. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand to cash corn $4.39, March $4.39, April $4.45, new crop $4.05. Cash beans $9.73, March $9.78, April $9.93, new crop $9.73. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn $4.45¾, March $4.48¾, April $4.60¾, new crop $4.15¼. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $4.56, April $4.62, June $4.72, new crop $4.16. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $4.33, new crop $4.15, cash beans $9.78, and new crop $9.88. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $4.39, new crop $4.15, cash beans $9.73, new crop also at $9.73. Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.61, April $4.68, May $4.70, new crop $4.26, March beans $10.13, April $10.24, May $10.26, new crop $10.05. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $4.36, March $4.38, new crop $4.07, cash beans $9.82, March $9.86, new crop $9.91. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 192 to 217, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 190, market cows 102 to 132, bulls 135 to 162, calves 350 to 980, beef steers 142 to 430, Holstein steers 150 to 345, sheep markets, market lambs 215 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 91 and down, rams 175 and down, goat markets, does 202 and down, bucks 50 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's Hair Volume from New Nordic.
Hair Volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give Hair Volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some Hair Volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com or CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, a few clouds around. Temperatures in the lower single digits. Wind chills around 10 below, though, thanks to a northwest wind. On Tuesday, plenty of clouds, highs in the middle teens. Some snow for your Wednesday. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. It's zero at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
How far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one.
Gary didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
When it comes to the affairs of your heart, it's Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Some guys have all the luck. There's gold in everything they touch. But all of the work I've done never did amount to much. I don't live what some call the good life, but I've got a good life with you. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune we all dream of. I thank the stars above me that I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all the love. No matter how good my plan is, it always seems to come undone. In a lifetime of taking chances, you're the only thing I've won. I'm still not what some call a winner, but with you there's no way I can lose. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune we all dream of. I thank the stars above me that I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all the love. Well, I guess I'm what some call a dreamer, but at least I've had one that came true. Some guys have all the money, fame and fortune we all dream of. But I thank the stars above me that I've got you, and that's enough. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have all the love. Some guys have.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Little Texas, and Some Guys Have All the Love. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits across the region this morning. Going to be a cold one today. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we'll be talking with Sarah Schmidt from AMPI. As AMPI has been honored by the state of Minnesota for trade. And we're going to find out more with Sarah here coming up here next hour in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Agriculture rallied in 2024 to beat back animal agricultural attacks. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin.
In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Animal activists are relentless in their attacks on agriculture, especially during an election season. Brian Humphreys, CEO of the National Pork Producers, says the 2024 election saw ballot issues wanting to eliminate animal agriculture.
A couple of interesting ones. There was a ballot measure in Sonoma County, California, and Denver, Colorado. The one in Sonoma County was going to ban confined animal feeding operations, and 85% of the folks there voted against that, and so voted with American farmers. In the state of Colorado and Denver, there was an effort there to ban harvest facilities, and 65% of Denver voters voted with American agriculture to stop that ban. A couple of bright spots over the election where the voters stuck with American agriculture.
Animal activists are coming after all forms of animal agriculture.
In Sonoma County, California, it was all livestock. It was any medium CAFOs and larger were going to be banned if this had passed. In Denver, it was to stop any slaughter facilities inside of Denver, and there is only one. It is a lamb processing facility, Superior Meats. The interesting part here, the heartwarming part, is that all of agriculture came together and helped fight these initiatives. The folks on the ground run the campaigns, and the other organizations help contribute money and resources as appropriate to help fend these off. And so agriculture came together in a strong way.
While agriculture was able to fend off the attacks from animal activists in 2024, farmers will need to be vigilant for new attacks coming from those animal activists as they begin to gear up for the 2026 elections. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, a few clouds around. Temperatures in the lower single digits. Wind chills around 10 below, though, thanks to a northwest wind. On Tuesday, plenty of clouds, highs in the middle teens. Some snow for your Wednesday. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. It's zero at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You pick me up, you shot me down, stepping out all over town, drove me back to drinking in this bar. I found myself a brand new friend. I'm headed down that road again. I'm working on my next broken heart. The happier said it's far. when it comes to love, I know my part. Well, I play this game that I can't win. I'll be somebody's fool again, working on my next broken heart.
Six pack, ahow. Hey Daisy, don't you worry about your mama. Like 007, we can keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. I say, baby, won't you see me go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. A pig and wildflowers. Hey baby, Mother Nature is waiting and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating. Yeah, dive in like honeybees. Baby, won't you say we go pig and wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. Take a trail ride if you know what I mean. Hey baby, won't you come with me? Won't you say we go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. We'll sneak away for a couple of hours.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Keith Anderson, picking wildflowers here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits this morning. And looks like we're going to have temperatures only in the teens today. There's some snow in the forecast as well here later this week. Well, it is Corn Soy Expo week. I guess we should expect that, right? And we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Well, on this Tuesday, those tariffs go into effect against Canada and Mexico, those 25% tariffs, and also a 10% tariff against China. The Canadian retaliatory tariffs, they go into effect today as well, and we'll see how the market's reacting to all of that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. While the world adapts to the new tariff regime ushered in over the weekend by President Trump, the cattle industry is also still digesting some new information on the shrinking supply of cattle in the American countryside. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. We're talking about all things Super Bowl food and how agriculture plays a role in the big game. From the footballs made from cowhide to the 1.45 billion pounds of chicken wings consumed on the day, ag is everywhere.
Talk a lot, not just about Super Bowl and agriculture, but also about ag in the South. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
On Friday, the USDA released their annual cattle inventory report. And while no one expected a massive rebound in cattle inventory numbers, the data does confirm what many in the industry were already sensing. Cattle numbers continue to shrink. As of January 1st, 2025, the total cattle and calf inventory sits at 86.7 million head. That's down about 500,000 from last year. That puts us at the lowest level of cattle in the U.S. since 1951. Now, that figure includes both cattle for beef production and cows for dairy production. So to break it down further, the beef cow herd is now at 27.9 million head. That's a decline of roughly 100,000 from January of last year. Dairy cow numbers, on the other hand, actually ticked up slightly to 9.35 million head. When it comes to replacement animals, we are also seeing cutbacks. Beef replacement heifers are down to 4.67 million head. That's about 1% lower than where they were last year. And milk replacement heifers also dropped by about the same margin, sitting at 3.91 million head and helping support that dairy replacement heifer market. The steer inventory, those at least 500 pounds or more, also shrank 1% to 15.8 million head. And looking at that next generation, the 2024 calf crop came in at 33.5 million. That's just a touch lower than 2023's total. So what does all of this mean? Well, for one, there are simply fewer cattle on the ground, and that's likely to help keep prices supported in the coming months. Livestock economists also noted that record-high feeder cattle prices through most of 2024 and so far in 2025 have encouraged many cow-calf producers to sell off the farm rather than retain heifers to expand their herds. The combination of high operational costs, elevated interest rates, and continued drought concerns across much of the country has kept ranchers cautious. I'll have more when we come back.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Following the release of the cattle inventory report last Friday, the big question still remains. When will the U.S. cattle herd start to rebuild? Now, drought remains a major factor in slowing growth, and 62% of cattle across America are still currently in areas classified as drought. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
TV diet gulas. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American. Chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. And Aretha Franklin and Patsy Cline.
guys that I work with, they work real hard and they like to have a good time. At the end of the day, it's your time to play and they like to go and unwind. Well, they make a lot of jokes and they laugh and they poke fun at me cause I don't stay long. And they can't understand why a married man is in a hurry to ever go home. I just tell them that all the fun that I'm never gonna need, I got a wedding at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. No, there's never any dull minutes around here, something always going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. To be a fool and a sucker for a high time, any time, night or day. I had around the clock smile, just call me and I would be readily on my way. But to tell you the truth, I was lonesome and blue, praying for a little light in my life. And then a miracle came and everything changed, and I made that little woman my wife. Let me tell you that all the fun that I'm never gonna need, I got a wedding at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. No, there's never any dull minutes around here, something always going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. We got two little kids calling me daddy, running all over the house. When they finally go to sleep, their mama and me cuddle and we snuggle and we party on the couch. Yeah, I got all the fun that a man could want waiting at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. No, there's never any dull minutes around here, something always going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. I said now all the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. Right at home. I got all the fun that a man could want.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I don't want to be standing here with this ticket for this outbound plane, because I've been here before and somehow this doesn't feel the same. Well, talk is cheap, so we could talk all night long. We may never figure out just where love went wrong. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. Anymore, because these young people walk away from love alone to pace the floor. Young or old, I say that love is still the same, and you may walk away from love, but you'll fall head and heel again. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. therefore knowing neither cares where that other heart is going. But if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. That crown you're wearing is just your halo turned upside down. Where is the laughter we once shared back in the lost and found? These broken wings are gonna leave me here to stand my ground. You can have this ticket for that lonely plane that's flying out. I don't wanna be standing here, and I don't wanna be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. 'Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. If love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. All cattle and calves in Wisconsin as of January 1st, 2025, totaled 3.25 million head. That, according to the latest USDA cattle report, that was up 50,000 head from January 1st of 2024. Beef cows at 275,000 head were up 15,000 head from last year, while milk cow inventory was down 5,000 head at 1.27 million head. All heifers 500 pounds and over were up 5% to 680,000. Heifers for beef cow replacement were up 18% from 2024 to 65,000 head. And heifers for milk cow replacement at 510,000 head were up 2% from the previous year. Meanwhile, all sheep and lamb inventory in Wisconsin as of January 1st totaled 80,000 head. That was up 2,000 head from 2024, according to USDA. Total breeding stock at 65,000 head was 2% above 1 year ago. Now, market sheep and lambs increased 7% from a year ago and totaled 15,000 head. The 2024 lamb crop was estimated at 58,000 head, up 2% from 2023. The all-Wisconsin milk price for December was $22.40 a hundredweight, according to USDA. That was 50 cents below last month's price, but $3.40 above last December's price. The U.S. all-milk price for December was at $23.30 a hundredweight, 90 cents higher than Wisconsin's price, but 90 cents lower than last month's U.S. price. Meanwhile, the average price received by farmers for corn in December was $4.03 a bushel, according to USDA. That was 13 cents above the November price, but 47 cents below December of 2023. The December 2024 average price received by farmers for soybeans at $9.53 a bushel was 20 cents below the November price and $3.47 below the December 23 price. All hay prices in Wisconsin averaged $140 a ton in December. That was $6 below the November price and $8 below the December 2023 price. Wisconsin's largest gathering of farmers is being held at the Capitol next month. Organizers at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau are asking supporters to attend Ag Day at the Capitol March 26th. It'll be a chance to meet with local state legislators and learn more about other topics the farming communities are facing. There'll also be an agricultural showcase featuring various farm equipment, dairy calves, and other food items. More information on Ag Day at the Capitol is available at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau website. Dairy cows build a natural immunity to the H5N1 virus after an initial infection. That, according to research conducted at the University of Saskatchewan. When highly pathogenic avian influenza was detected in U.S. dairy cattle in March of 2024, it sparked a wave of research. Scientists at the University of Saskatchewan, an infectious disease organization, set out to understand how the virus affected cows and whether natural immunity could be achieved. Their groundbreaking study revealed that dairy cows can develop immunity after an initial exposure, suggesting a vaccine would be highly effective in managing future H5N1 outbreaks. President Donald Trump and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said their planned tariffs were on hold for a month to allow more time for negotiations. The Associated Press says Mexico announced plans to deploy 10,000 members of its National Guard to the U.S. border to address drug trafficking. The announcement came after what President Trump described on social media as a very friendly conversation, and he said he looked forward to the upcoming discussions. Mexico also asked the United States to start to reduce the inflow of high-powered weapons into Mexico from the United States. Trump said the talks would be headed by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessette, Secretary of Commerce Howard Litnick, and representatives from the Mexican government. Now, as a condition of the talks, Sheinbaum laid out changes in border policies, and Trump also confirmed Mexico's deployment of troops. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, a few clouds around. Temperatures in the lower single digits. Wind chills around 10 below, though, thanks to a northwest wind. On Tuesday, plenty of clouds, highs in the middle teens. Some snow for your Wednesday. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. It's zero at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion. Love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion. Passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no ain't no thinking thing. Forget mathematical equations, self-help psychology. Gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion. Passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why. 'Cause this ain't no.
not enough rain in Oklahoma to wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of